But they had just survived the V-2 rockets. And the V-1 and V-2 rockets came out of the sky when the Luftwaffe was no longer really operating. They rained death and destruction down. The putt-putt of the V-1 rocket was audible, but a V-2 rocket went straight up and straight down. A house next to you would suddenly disappear. It was really terrifying because you never knew. But that was ending when I was there, ended.
Did you get to speak to a lot of the people, residents in London?
Yeah. A friend of mine in the New York Guard, a guy named Keenan, had a sister who lived in London, and he gave me her address, and I went to visit her on Blackheath, which is in the south of London. They invited me for dinner once. We had a rabbit. And rationing was still in serious effect. I once went to a restaurant during that time, and I said, I want something really British here. I don't want hamburger or anything. And I looked at the menu, and they had Salisbury steak. And Salisbury sounds British. So I ordered Salisbury steak, and I'm convinced half of it was sawdust. Or something approximating that.
Filler.
But because it was all, the meat was a very severe problem. But we delivered in that on that ship, we delivered the houses that then kept people sheltered for years
after
that.
So those were specifically for use in London?
I never saw where they went. They were loaded on trucks.
Temporary housing for people who had lost their homes.
But there were so many people who had lost homes and were living together. There were people joining together, living, several families living in one apartment because there wasn't any housing.
So where in London did you offload that cargo?
We dropped it at Tilbury Dock, which is a little south of east of Gravesend, and right across from Gravesend. I'm sorry, on the Thames. It's the